Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God, which shall be the basis of our meditation this day, the Holy Spirit has caused to be written in the 11th chapter of St. John's Gospel, as it was read a moment ago. In Christ Jesus, dear Christian friends, imagine this revolutionary thought. If we let Jesus go on like this, that is, doing the things he was doing, healing the sick and raising the dead. Remember, this account immediately follows the raising of Lazarus. All men will believe in him. And why would they believe in him? Because they would hear of his power to overcome all of the consequences of life in a sinful world. The diseases and disabilities and infirmities and death that infect all mankind, that ultimately would testify to his ability to overcome the cause of all this, sin itself, and the father of sin, who pushes the scribes and Pharisees to see in Jesus the threat to their power and position, instead of the fulfillment of the promises toward which they should have been looking. The text is a fascinating one. In these short verses, both Caiaphas the high priest and the scribes and Pharisees were absolutely correct in what they said. We are accustomed to hearing that Caiaphas' statement is correct, that it is expedient for one man to die for the nation. John himself gives witness that Caiaphas said this not of his own accord, but because he was prophesying as high priest. But it is striking that the scribes and Pharisees also were absolutely right for once. If they let Jesus continue going on like this, all men would believe in him. The scribes and Pharisees recognized something that it seems too many in the church today do not. Jesus' work, his ministry and message had power. It had such power that it threatened their own privileged position. It had such power that they feared it would undermine the legalistic system they had structured. It had such power that they could foresee all men turning to Jesus in faith. Today I want to place a radical thought in your minds. Be like the scribes and Pharisees. I suspect you didn't expect to hear that when you entered today. But we need to be as confident of the power and authority of Jesus' ministry and message as the scribes and Pharisees were fearful of it. We need to know in our hearts and minds that if we let Jesus go on like this, if we let his message be sounded from our pulpits and radiated in our ministries, all men will believe in him. There is a temptation among us to believe something very different. We sometimes want to believe that it's our own effort, our stellar preaching, our effective teaching, our diligence, our hard work, our patient counseling, our clever programs, our evangelistic fervor that is responsible for growing the church. And so we dash from one program to another, searching for that magic elixir of things that, when used properly, will grow the church. There is a certain amount of pride within us that wants to take credit for what the scribes and Pharisees properly observed was due to the power of Jesus, that when people see and hear him, they will come to believe. The church has not required you to receive seminary training to make you more skillful or effective. It does not require you to receive a seminary education in order to give you all the tools of the trade. It requires you to receive a seminary education in order to teach you what John the Baptist said so long ago: he must increase, but I must decrease. It requires you to receive a seminary education so that when you step into a pulpit in a congregation which has called you, you may understand why you are there. And you are there in order to show God's people what they asked so long ago: sir, we would see Jesus. It requires you to receive a seminary education so that you may be stripped as much as possible of all of the impediments that your sinful nature thrusts upon you that would get in the way of clearly proclaiming the pure and unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified. It requires you to receive a seminary education so that you may be like those scribes and Pharisees and recognize that if we let Jesus go on being Jesus, all men will believe in him. It requires you to receive a seminary education so that you may understand that the power belongs to Jesus and not to you. All that you learn here is to rid you of that which would rob God's people of seeing Jesus and help you to proclaim as clearly as possible the pure grace of God in Jesus Christ. My friends in Christ, the Lenten season is almost over. Holy Week is almost upon us. With it, we are brought again to the realization that the scribes and Pharisees couldn't quite recognize because they couldn't let their proper understanding reach its logical conclusion, that putting Jesus to death would not stop men from believing in him. In fact, their efforts to halt this terrible epidemic of faith in Jesus of Nazareth led to his ultimate victory over sin and death, as he bore all of our sin and failure, our pride and arrogance, our desire to be recognized as leaders of the church, nailing all of that to the cross and burying it in the tomb, so that we who are buried with him by baptism into death can walk in newness of life. And in that crucifixion, we are reminded of the simple message of Jesus that summarizes the fear of the scribes and Pharisees and the hope of God's people: and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto myself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.